there's three things that I mind. And after we just quickly speak about the tune, we'll sing something, and then we'll learn the topic that I came here this, to learn with Olam. Thing number one, I want to say, this is the parasha of Yisem Nikim, Hashem Meisrael, where you're obligated not just to do what's right, but to be understood. I want to say that it bothers me, and I want to explain it. The cops come, we're all quickly putting on masks. I want to explain to them, Yisem Nikim is this week's parasha. There's not, what we're doing is legal here. What we're doing simply, until, what we're doing here is legal. And until Shabbos, we're not like involved in anything illegal. Everything was done with lawyers and legal by the books. On Shabbos, they changed the laws on Shabbos. And you can't send home young guys under 18 after Shabbos became problematic. Now, you can't send home, you can't just send home guys, you don't put guys on a bus, people's parents are away, and the lawyers told us that you can't get in trouble from the government. We have Wednesday, the trip's ending, and we sent home a letter today to parents that under 18 are going to have to go home. I feel horrible. There are guys who need it, who are supposed to be here, and this is a place where guys had a tremendous aliyah. They learned just being around people like you is a tremendous source of aliyah. People have been away from a miscarriage, from an environment, certainly an environment of love, respect, sincerity. I want more guys around than Aaron Smilowitz, and I'm really heartbroken about it. We've spoken to lawyers and haven't given up trying to figure out, but you gotta keep laws. You're in a country, you keep the laws. When we put on these masks, there's nothing, none of us legally have to wear a mask in here. None of us. We're not like being illegal. The legalities, I promise, in a hotel, they cannot force in common areas guests to wear masks. That's the law. We do not have to put it on. So the reason, there's not like a pretend people, like do it, if the law was to put it on, we'd be wary. It's not the law. Even in shuls, I asked Balabatim to check it out for me. Legally, you cannot force it. I just saw like Walmart now is like insisting people wear. They're thinking of making it laws in some states. The simple legalities, you do not have to wear. We're not breaking any law. The reason we all quickly put it on is because for a few days, till the 18-year-olds go home, so that technically right now they can force us. No, send home today. So as much as we can show that we care, this is not the laws. It's just showing that we give a hoot. I think it would have been enough. The way the guys spread out was excellent. I think in general, even by davenings, as much as we could spread out, Rev Teitelbaum asked me that, and as much as we could spread out, by davening, try not to sit, unless you're a family, the Thelem Mishpah could sit, try not to sit a little bit separate. Could you say that's the law? That shows, a delivery guy comes in, it shows they care. It's funny to have to like prove things. You know, a man says, I care. Like, it's funny to have to show people things. But we talk about V'yisem Nikiyim, this is what people want to see today. So you almost have to prove to the next, and I care also. A mask is like a guy announcing, I'm responsible, I care. It's a bunch of sheker. He's the Baal Chesed. The mask guy is, smile at you, you're a lot bigger of a Baal Chesed. Or before, that's what, to the world, you have to announce, I care, I'm not fifing, I'm not ignoring anybody else. So that was, I just want to explain it, because it's a little funny to me, and it bothers me. We're quickly giving out masks just to explain what's going on. The second thing I want to say is we're all enjoying tremendously, right? I can't speak for others, but I'm enjoying tremendously, right? Thaler's clear shiurim, the clear shiurim, gaining so much knowledge and clarkite and good svaras. I want to point out to the chevrets, maybe just stating the obvious and certainly not thinking for anybody else, just saying what I want to think to myself, is the absolute possibility of having clarity in Torah. The absolute possibility of being clear in every sugya we learn, and how refreshing and delicious is clear Torah, is when you learn something, really reviewing it and getting it clear. I worry I'll be honest, I worry, and my worry is not alone. And we have Talmidim here, Naftali of Rav Aaron David, there's a Yid Rav Glustin in the mirror who have expressed to me this worry. I worry in Shiurim that sometimes people learn that, like, Torah will never be clear to me. The Stipler was tremendous at this, and the Rebbeim that are weak at this, and it's very, very sad. The Rebbeim, in Torah is a lot. There's a lot of Chachma, and there's always things we don't understand. There's always more. It's Hashem's Chachma. Anybody's hoity to think. The Rebbeim will always seem to highlight what we don't understand. And they're good at this. It's very dangerous. The student thinks like you can't understand anything. That's a very dangerous thing to teach. Now, the Rebbe is right. There are parts, if you go, Torah is, but it's not a good idea. The Stipler was the best. The Stipler, I think, is amazing. His Shiurim, he brings out the clarity and such, but good Vartim and the clarity of the Sugya. The Stipler knew the point that is beyond us, and there's always more. And Be'ez Hashem, we're always going to strive, and maybe that Rebbe's point is that there's more. But to always come to Shiurim, you walk out confused and more confused and more confused, I think teaches many that I can't have clarity. And there's so much clarity to pull out. And there's a Kiddush Shamayim to this year. There's also a demand in our own learning and whatever sugyas we learn. We can walk out clear. It's like an amazing thing to know. You could walk out of a learning session very clear of what was said, of what Hashem wanted from you, you could have tremendous clarity. That's just very, very important to be aware of, that you could have clarity, and very important to take into the learning of our life. Anything we're studying, from a Mishnah to a Gemara to a piece of Mishnah, that we can walk out clear. Just the Kiddush Shamayim, this learning that's so clear and organized and put together. So right there, besides the gains of Reish Eilur that he's teaching us Torah, the demands of clarity, of having clarity, are huge. It's so delicious, delightful, really delightful. Everybody can connect, and Torah could be so clear. I think that's very, very important to be aware of that. Are there steps and further steps? 100%. And maybe if we heard a shir, if there was a Rebbe who got up and said a shir and always taught us what's not clear, so I would say there's what to learn from that. They're not making stuff up, but I would say certainly as we're going, that people have to be aware there's so much we can grasp of Torah. Loi bashamayimi. There's what we can grasp. And Be'ez Hashem, we stick at it. We can grasp more and more, and as we go through to be able to wrap our minds around more. But there's a clarity we can have, I thought, is so crucial and really crucial to know. And a pleasure. I thank Reish Eilur for all these shiurim that are really amazing. Thank you.
Thank you,
Reish Eilur. The voice from heaven. Yeah, yeah, yeah. One song, and then we'll get this Revach Ben Aprakim. I want to sing the Ani Mamin, Shabari Yisparach, he's the Manig. A cop came in, you start racing. I have a shtickle PTSD. We've been through a lot in yeshiva. We're not in the real, I'll be honest. We were thrown out of yeshiva. I've stood with Ray Kaufman in front of 13 cops. A guy was a high-ranked place who told us, I'm going to lock you up. I'm put you. We've been through, and we've been thrown out of a yeshiva. We've gone through a lot. We've been shut down for a while. So we've had our journey in trying to keep the laws and trying to do what's right as best as we can. We've definitely have our journeys. Cops are good people. It's not cops, you know, they're running, every country needs cops. It's complicated, and government rules are complicated, and so this is not in any way bashing government. We happen to have a very nice, a very good country. But you have your own worries, you know, how things will turn. A cop showed up, so I want to sing a song, but I really want to chazer something with you. So Rav Ezi, if you could start the Ani Mamin, that the Boyer is the Manig, he runs the whole world. Baruch Shalom runs the world. I would like to chazer with you. Yes, let's chazer that.
Ani
Ve'emun sheleimon shabayre yisbarach shemo yani mame be sheleimon shabayre yisbarach shemo
Hosea, Hosea,
I want to study something with you, which to me is one of the most touching Rashis that I've ever read in my life. And I want to study this Rashi with you. It's like beyond delicious. To study this Rashi with you, I have to ask you a question. And I'm curious, maybe the Basco will... the Basco's not there anymore. But what'd you say? What I want to ask the Chevra, and this is something that I recently sat down with Yisrael Meir, and I had an experience with him like this. And I'm curious, Aaron, if the Chevra could tell me why we love it. From even when we're our ages, and certainly when we're younger, I'll sit with Yisrael Meir, and I talk to him about things he did when he was younger, and he loves it. He loves, when we're older, we love it too, we just don't admit it as much. But he's 5, and I tell you, when you were little, and he wants to hear more about it, he's like getting clear delight from it, loves talking, when I mention details of his life, you used to do this, and it was so geschmack when you said that, and he's like getting excited, wants to talk about it, is interested in it. We love that. And what is it about that excites us so much? When we talk to somebody we're close to about details of our experiences, it gets us very excited. Aaron, why do we like that so much? No chidushim. Why do we like that so much? You know the scenarios... That's true. It is our history, but even like such almost unimportant details, maybe it's because nothing unimportant. I think for the symbol, we're very significant. That all that matters so much to you. All those details matter. What were you saying?
Well, at first I was going to say something. Like you see how we evolved, we've changed.
That's Aaron, and yes, he says it's like it's our whole buildup. It's our whole how. Yeah, fair. It's our history. It matters.
Sometimes you forget about little details. It's nice, like, oh yeah, that's a piece of my life that I
you know, and I claim back that piece of my life. It matters.
Yeah. It could be that
we almost forget that we're part of
ours. Like, we forget we're living in our story. And like the second you start to talk about your past, it's like, oh, like
very
I'm
intelligent.
Now, but like, oh wait, I was doing something. That's like a really.
Very intelligent. Very intelligent. So much to it, like collecting the pieces. There's
one more thing. What
are
you saying? That each piece is part of the narrative. Like, each piece is part of the narrative.
No, it's like we can forget. Like, right now, this moment, I'm not thinking about the fact that I'm sitting here right now. But when I talk about you, when I talk about it, so I'm almost like... Like I was living, like I'm talking about, there was a reality.
Now is also reality that I'm living. And when I talk about that piece of reality, so I now can live this, feel this that I'm in. Very interesting. We all, there's many aspects to this. Certainly, we're extremely significant and important. And if somebody cares about details of our life, if we would have somebody following us, writing down details of our life, speaks about how significant we are. All the different, on very big people. So historians study all the details of their life. If a parent, if somebody like talks about details of our life, like I'm so significant and matter so much in their eyes that they notice and remember and recount small details, certainly it gives great significance to me. I count a lot. There's a Rashi I want to study with you that is so moving, and I want to talk about a specific point, but there's a Rashi that to me is so moving. In Masei, this week we're going to read Matos Masei, we're going to read a double parsha. And in Parshas Maaseh, there's 42 psukim. 44 psukim. The first 44 psukim, you'll see why I slipped up and said 42. But really it starts on Pasuk Aleph. And it goes, also it's 49 psukim, I'm sorry. 49 psukim. Remarkably, the Torah, which says things so briefly, we discuss generations past and like a word, for 49 psukim, the Torah gives details of the Jewish people's travel in the desert. And Rashi asks that why is there so much detail, 49 psukim, in a Torah that's so brief? We're going to have long double parsha, the Sigmatos Maaseh. And Maaseh is 49 psukim chazering a seemingly like small detail of every single place we went to. We went to 42 places. So 49 psukim that recount the details of us traveling to 42 places in the desert at the formation of our people. So Rashi asked the Kasha. We'll read Rashi's first answer, but we'll speak about Rashi's second answer. Lama nichtavu amasois halalu, says Rashi, what is this that Hashem writes all these travels? Loidia chazdav shalmakim. So Rashi's first answer is to teach the kindness of Hashem. It was a gzeira, it was an einesh, to move us around in the desert, litaltulam, to have us move around laniam, and to be people that are navinah, that are constantly traveling b'midbar. It was a gzeira to have this tremendous nesayim. All of us know people who grew up with families, the lack of stability that moved a lot. Very dangerous for our kids. Don't move around a lot. Very dangerous. You live in one place and you stay there for your children. You don't move them here, move them there. We all know a friend or two who was damaged by parents flying around city to city, place to place. Very unsettling. Yes, it's a gzeira. L'taltlam v'laniyam b'midbar, to give somebody this nesayin. Parents shouldn't make this gzeira on their kids. That wouldn't be proper. You settle as best as you can, as best as you can. Einus is an einus. But here we were nigzar l'taltlam v'laniyam b'midbar, it's a gzeira min hashamayim, that we should go through this nesayin of being moved around, constantly unsettled. So, loy taimar, even though we had such a gzeira, you shouldn't think that within this gzeira we had no moments of tranquility. We pushed, had no moment of respite. We just were flying around. Says Rashi, there were only 42 travels. 14 of them were before the gzeira. So it wasn't an einish. What Rashi's saying, L'chayra, is that it didn't feel like we were just being schlepped around. 14 of them were gleich. It must have been on the way to Eretz Yisrael. It was before the gzeira of moving around. L'chayra Yaakov Rashi means, so what? We still went through it. I assume it didn't have that sense, I'm just flying around. If you're going on a trip, you know, the family's traveling somewhere, it doesn't feel like, we move. No, we're going somewhere. It's only a move when it's like an unnecessary, when it seems you're schlepping me here, bring me back here, like we're spinning our wheels. L'chayra, that's what Rashi means. Rashi says, don't count 14 of them was before the gzeira. Okay, we still went through it. I have different studs in what Rashi means on that. The simplest thing is those 14 were, in a certain way, were just a straight trip. We were traveling somewhere. It wasn't part of the gzeira. It could be even if it was difficult, but Rashi's speaking about the gzeira Hashem. So 14, whatever you learn pshat, it wasn't part of the gzeira. So now 42 minus, you have to minus 14 travels, weren't part of the gzeira. So we're up to 30, we're up to 28. Mishanasu miram sachabarlar. And then he says, and then eight of them, take away eight that were after Mises Aaron at the end of the 40 years. So those also were after the Gzeira. And that was the trip to Eretz Yisrael. So you have to minus 20, you have to minus of this travels 22 of them. So the bottom line is, after the Gzeira, the 38 years that were Nichlal in this Gzeira, of you're going to be traveling around this punishment, to Klal Yisrael, we only traveled in 38 years 20 times. There were only Esra Masais. So that's why the Torah recounts all the travels, that you should know there were only 20. It's very interesting because Hashem counted out all 42, but Hashem wants us and was ma'irich to know that even with the Gzeira, that you're going to travel around a lot, in 38 years we traveled 20 times. So to get a picture, the average many years we were stationary, you shouldn't have the picture that wasn't menucha. It's interesting that this is so important of a lesson. And it's taught, a person has to, this is how you have to be very attentive to how Hashem teaches. You see how carefully you have to learn. The Torah said 42 cities, you read this, Yamava Sedra, you're like, what am I learning here? You're supposed to understand that we only traveled 20 times in a 38 year period, where there was a gzera to be, to move around, to have to go through that. Hashem gave us a lot of menucha. There was a lot of tranquility within the Gzeira. Why this is so important, Rabbi Yisai, every single day in benching, Midaraisa, we have three brachas of benching. The Rabbanan added on a fourth bracha, Toiv HaMetiv, and because the Arugei Beit Aranitin L'Kfura. Because the people who were killed at Beit, their bodies didn't decompose and they were allowed to be buried. What is this like the fourth bracha of benching? Benching, you're making a bracha, we got shefa, we got such goodness, Hashem loves us. And this is the display of love amidst the terrible gzeira, holocaust. But the bodies didn't decompose, and every time we bench, it's very important to remember that. What the pshat is, Rabbi Yisai, is that even when there's din, there's tremendous chesed, at all times of our life, even amidst din, and bizdafka when we eat lechem and we feel the blessing of Hashem, we remember even in our lives, so here the guy's eating and enjoying and feeling the love of Hashem, even in our lives when they're difficult times, Hashem will always show us, begali, clearly his love of us. He'll always show amidst difficult times, the difficulty we don't understand how it's a manifestation of his love. But it'll show us in clear ways his love of us. And we'll be able to feel Hashem's love even amidst difficult times. It's not chas v'shalom that you're just going to have to believe. There'll be a show and there'll be a sign amidst difficult times of Hashem's love of us. And here, bedafka to show that you shouldn't say that in the desert, which was a time of din, the whole period was an einesh for the chet of the meraglim. So you say, Hashem, now you showed us a lot. There was a lot of menucha. And Hashem was caring for us and making sure that we had a lot of respite and rest, all to show amidst din that we can openly, begali, see Hashem's great love of us. Hashem will always, the tanhag of Hashem, amidst din, to show tremendous, tremendous love of us. Amidst din, that's a hanhag of Hashem. That will always be there for those that want to feel the love of Hashem and are sensitive and attuned to see it. Amidst din, he'll always show us tremendous, tremendous Abba.
So, can you help me understand?
There was a gzeira to move around a lot, and the chesed was there was a lot of menucha. That in the time period of gzeira, of moving around, so you'd have to, if that's the gzeira, there was a lot of resting and a lot of times that Klai...
You always sit in 20 masos, and let's say there were 40, that's cruel already?
You just see that in the time period that's supposed to be tremendous travels, it wasn't that much. It wasn't that much. Hashem did it with tremendous rachamim. In a time period that was a gzeira of travels, so you would say, why the number 20 you're asking?
I'm asking, but if it was, let's say,
there's a gzeira of travels, so it should be 40, it should be 30.
So it would be 100 travels. That's also very nice. I would say if it's like in a time period of like 1 year, they just had to stop, but they were all going, and then that was done. For like 37 years, they didn't move. That's a ches, like that. But how are you explaining?
Oh, it's a gzeira of travel. You're saying why this number? I mean, and it could have been more. It would have been.
Also, show me. I mean, maybe they were traveling a whole lot, and they had 20 stops spread out. Like every year, they had to pick up over the 38. It was spread out evenly. That's a lot of traveling. I would imagine if the 20 stops were in one, like, quick...
I hear what Ravesi's asking. It's a valid question. I just say that there is a point here that there was a lot of menucha. There was a lot of time, a lot of period that we weren't traveling. At a time that there was a gzeira of traveling, it was very important for Hashem to know, to teach us and remind us that in a period we could look back. We look back at periods of our life and remember upheaval and this. There was a lot of good things, a lot of chesed. I'm speaking about this first part. People during Corona and there was a lot of gzeira and klaisel. People, we lost many yidden, many precious yidden. People were embarrassed to say the good things. You were like apologetic. If your family was enjoying and really enjoying each other and different blessings that many of us saw during the period of quarantine, we saw many, many blessings. People like, I noticed, were very apologetic. And that's very wrong, because that was designed by Hashem. So in a period that was busy, this was a period of din. It's very important to recount. You could just say over the history of this period, oh, horrible. Yaakov and I saw a writing, somebody was describing the period of Corona. They're writing men, women, and children were dying. They wrote very exaggerated and upset Yaakov. It's not true. It wasn't, children weren't. I'm not saying there wasn't one. The writing of it was highly exaggerated. It wasn't true. Now, there was a lot of gzeira. It's not minimizing the gzeira, but there was a lot of kindness. The actual kindness that we weren't nervous about our kids. Imagine there was a lot of kindness in a period of din to just mark this off. This terrible period of din. No, there was a lot of kindness. It's meant to notice that. So in a period of years when we were traveling, you could just mark that period, the gzeira of travel. Now, there were many periods we were sitting and had menucha. Yeah?
Just to be a little bit, by the travels, it was all of Paisra. It was this man of din. All of Paisra went through a hard time, so it might be the chesed in din. But if someone is afraid to say how Mishmach was to their Mishpacha, that's because other Mishpachas had people that were dying, and they were touched by it. So then you're a little bad. It's not a din for them and for you.
I'm not knocking that they feel bad.
Right.
And they're trying to say, I just don't think we have to prove our religiousness. So they're trying to say that I do care about others. Again, like today, like if you don't announce it, it didn't happen. If you have no picture, we live in an age of PR. We're very impacted, like the sense we have to prove to people everything. It's very dangerous. We're probably maybe the most insecure society in history. I think media has a lot to do with it. Broadcasting, papers, journals. Right? If we had to like give a personality to our society, we're amazingly insecure. Everything's recorded, and we're very insecure. So like the sense, yeah, of course we have to care. Of course, and that doesn't, but recounting some chesed within the din. But I'm not getting involved. Why they're doing it, like Raifei was saying. They're trying to say, but my point is not to mock people doing that. My point is that the chesed is very designed by Hashem.
Are you saying that? We're afraid to express what happened in your time to defend other people? Or is it deeper than that? I'm not going to admit to myself it's a time of chesed. Yeah, I think every theater's point is that we shouldn't, let's say, proudly say this is the best time of my life and someone lost their grandmother.
Right.
Well, I think the point is more just, you're allowed to admit to yourself.
Right. I'm not talking about you tell others, to keep it a big secret. You don't want to make anybody insulted. Yeah. Yeah, I think what Yaakov said to yourself, and that was designed by Hashem. You don't have to like be embarrassed. I'm not talking about you tell, don't tell the neighbor. The neighbor lost their grandmother. To say, isn't this amazing? It's not nice to them. Don't say, but I want that it's designed by Hashem. He had during the years that there was menucha, and Hashem planned that also. I hear of Ezi's calm, just reading a Rashi. Chazal are saying that there was menucha designed by Hashem. I agree with Ezi, the number 20, and there's things have to be studied like this. What's this number? It could have said 43 times, and there was the point is that there was a lot of menucha, and Hashem wants us to know that, and wants us to know that He wanted that for us. Mm. He wants us to know Loidia Chastav Shalmakim, and he wants us to know this. So then I'm just saying, when we go through Chesed, we're like afraid to forget what we tell others. We're afraid to like mark it and count it. I think it's very important to notice that Chesed was as much, somehow we think the trouble was designed by Hashem, and the Chesed, like, we sort of just like, goodness happened to me and we like stole that. No. Hashem designed that for you. He handed that to you and gave it to you. It was very, very bad. I'm not saying what went on in Fort Log was meshuggah. That was designed by Hashem, packaged, designed. I'm not saying to announce it, not to announce it. I hear you have to cheshbon it out. And don't see past your nose. Still notice in your chesed. But the chesed was also sent. This Rashi, the first pshat, Swani was talking so long, Rav Ezi's going to... gets me on this. We're stuck so long, so I don't want, that's not what I came here really to learn with the Chevra, but every part of Torah has so much precious things. The first part of Rashi is quite remarkable, Leidia Chastav Shalmakim, and it's important that was intended, Hashem will bedafka show chesed amidst din, and wants us to feel the chesed. Rev Marx was a big tzaddik, a ger chassid in Eretz Yisrael, and he wrote and spoke extensively about this, and said, I'm not ashamed, I'm going to do this. He wrote the Holocaust, all about the kindness of Hashem. I have on my desk at home, at this moment, I have a pamphlet from Reb Mark, where he wrote over the chesed Hashem he saw amidst the Holocaust. And it was his like campaign, the chesed was also intended. Amidst tremendous din and yesurim and mishpatecha toim rabbah, but he felt like you have to mark down the chast of Shamakim. That was also intended. And he felt like he has to be mepharisim. He went through all the miracles of the survival. Any yid was miraculous. But they went through, Hashem was caring and showing love to Yidden that he feels has to be spread and said. Again, the din was unfathomable din, but the chesed was intended as well and has to be spoken about as well. That's where Marx had this like fiery campaign that it has to be given voice to the chesed as well. That's what he felt. In this first parashi, it's a fast, it was a Zman of Din. Remember, people were dying here also, by the way. The years in the desert was a tremendous time of Din. Keep that in mind. It was a serious, serious time of Din. And still here, it's important to relate. There was Menucha, and Hashem wanted the Menucha at a time of Din. Again, the numbers, and I agree with Rav Ezi, more needs to be learned. But that's the first shot. The second shot of Rashi. Rabbeinu Tanchuma Darish by Drasha Acheris. This is what I said, from the most touching things I've ever learned, is to me, is Rav Tanchuma Darish, and there's a different Drasha. Listen to this, Sammy. This is, to me, is so moving. Mashal Lemelech, it's a parable to a king, Hillel Shoye Benoy Chayla, whose son, Sammy, listen to this. A king has a son who's sick, Vailichalu Makim Rachak Lerfuasai, and he brings him to a distant place to heal him. He has to go with his son. There's a need. He's sick. Kivan shayuchayzrim, when they started coming back, hischil aviv mayna kolamasayis. On the way back, the kid got healed. The father starts counting their whole trip. Amar loy kan yishnanu, over here we slept. This place, I remember when we slept. Kan hukarnu, over here we were very cold. Remember, it was all freezing and cold. Kan chashash des reishcha, here you had a headache. He recounts their journey together. The father, the melech, bringing his son back, recounts the journey. To me, in the mashal, this is like a journey that's unnecessary, like is a shucks. The kid's sick, they have to travel, great, this is a pain in the neck. You know, you do a journey that you're excited by. This is a journey that's like, we didn't go there because we wanted to go there, the kid was sick. And yet the father recounts every step of the journey is so precious. His love of the child, his shared experience with the child is so important, is so valuable. A journey which almost, you didn't even want to have this journey. The kid was sick. But the time spent with the child is so precious and important. The melech sits with the child and he chazers each step. And this is what Hashem, I'm sorry.
Why melech? Why
great question. Very troubling. What's the vart with the melech here? Melech and this notion. Great question. The melech. I answered up why refuah. Answered up. In my mind, I had a pshat. I have no idea why in this mashal be a melech, be a father and a son. Like, what in the world's answered by the melech? The only thing I could say is that the picture of somebody who's, this is what I had, but I could be off, the picture of somebody who has a whole kingdom to run, he's a busy melech and he has to go l'rachayk, l'merichak, for his son's refuah. The melech, I don't know, I don't like, what's the melech here? But the melech is running a whole country, and like the picture of a kid who's like matriach, his father's running a country. And then he goes on the way back, the father's like chazring the deed. Dad, wasn't this like a disturbance of all your plans? And you had a lot to do, that you're a king. and a king also, Reb Blumstein, the picture of somebody who has many important things. See, if it's a father, it's okay, so to you, this is important. You know, but Yisrael Meir, I told him, you're the best guy. I said, you're the best guy. He said, every parent thinks my son's the best.
No, he didn't.
So, yeah, Yisrael Meir, every parent thinks it. So, the word of an Av, so to the Av, this is important. Besed, you don't have so many important things. A melech with his benoy. This father knows important stuff. And this is like marked. You're like a ganse melech. No. Here you got, you hurt your head. Here we were a little cold. Even, it's so touching to me that we were cold here. Remember we were all freezing there? Dad, this is like, yeah, this is my details that are so important. Whew. So maybe that's the melech. I don't know. Maybe there's something else. This Rashi, Rabbi say, this second pshat in Rashi, it's funny, it's the second parasha we read and the second pshat in Rashi, it can get pushed away, is so moving to me. There's a prayer that we've been saying on Monday and Thursday that took on meaning to me, that took on a lot more meaning than it ever took before. I discussed when we came here, I discussed that as much as there was a universal pandemic, but we all went through our own nuances, very, very different stories. And there's a prayer that we say, we pray to Hashem, and we pray to Hashem because it's a truth. And we ask Hashem for this, and then we appreciate it as well, because Hashem answers our prayers. Please don't minimize my challenges. It shouldn't be small. My difficulties, the nuances of my problem shouldn't be small in you, Hashem. Shouldn't be any of the frustrations and any nuance of my challenges shouldn't be. What do you mean? There are people in Africa. There's even like such things. Give a kid says I'm hungry. There are people in Africa. I don't love when a parent says that at all, because I think a parent says, I feel so. Why not show love? I know what the parent's trying to do, and there's a time to give mussar, to tell a person you should appreciate what we have. That's a good mussar shmooze. But also good mussar shmooze is a child to know. You know, your nuances. I do. A tata does care about your nuance. Hashem doesn't say to, and I daven to Hashem, don't say, Hashem, I beg you. Please don't say, but the whole Africa's starving. If I'm feeling not geschmack, to me, to walk around in a it's very big yisurim. In kosher world, it's very, for me, the first time it traumatized me. And since then, it's just not geschmack. Yesterday was in Price Chopper. I find it very, very bad. It makes me, you walk around people like this. There are people who live their lives like this well before Mass. I find it disgusting. You smile, a shmeichlo. Good evening, good afternoon. I find it so achy. It's not geschmack. A smile is valuable. A smile is, if we've learned, if I had a list of things we learned from here, smile is huge. You walk into Price, it's a very negative experience. That it exists in shul troubles me a lot. A Rebbe says a shir shouldn't say, first you should smile when you learn Torah, you have to, every once in a while you just stop and give a smile. You smile. I once told, right, Sun and Shine has thanked me for 18 years. We're very close friends. And he once, I don't know if he asked me, we don't give each other muss, we're friends. But I told him he has to smile when he does it. Now he smiles when he speaks, and he's thanked me publicly. I'm not giving away secrets. He smiles publicly during a shiur. You got to smile. You're learning Torah. This mask in stores is a gzeirah min hashamayim. People aren't smiling at each other. It's just, it's heavy. It's cold. Price Chopper is cold. They have a guard making sure you're wearing your mask. Price Chopper is being mocked, but on it. So you have to wear your mask. You show I care about others. Huh? you have to announce to all, I'm a sensitive, I'm mature. All that, you have a little sign. Your mask says, I am mature, I care about others. Okay, Gavon, Hazat Sadik. And you put on your mask. One day take off the mask and give a shmeichel, smile at somebody and give a nice comment and a refreshing line. That's a lot more, I promise, that you care about others and you're a lot more mature than wearing a mask. That you say a nice line, you give a little chizuk to somebody and you greet them with a smile, you're more mature and you care more about others than a mask. A mother sent me, she heard me that I was very upset. She sent me, what a hush of a person. She sent me a mask that was full of smiles. So I thought that was very kind. Yeah, okay. I don't have it on me. I'm not the biggest lover of masks. Al yamatl fanech lesen. It says al yamatl. We ask Hashem that our challenges shouldn't be small by you. You notice our challenges. And the purpose of the Masai is the Melech says to his Ben, he chazers over all the places. When we traveled in the desert, if we were intending to go to Eretz Yisrael, it was one big trip. So Vada, it was a chaviyah. This was like a great experience. This was an Einish. Ke'ilu, like it disturbed the Melech. This was a disturbance in the Melech Ke'ilu. And the Melech chazered our whole trip. Remember, Klai, so every detail, he loves us. Every detail of our life is significant and matters and is important. We count so much. Kids love the pictures of the old trip. You count so much. And all your details are so important. And we mark them and remember them. And chazer, and the kid, like, delights in that. Because it's a truth. And the parents' job to give a sense of the importance. And Hashem gave us a tata so we understand that He marks it. That understand that He marks all our travels and all the nuances of our journeys and all the places we went and came. Here you were cold. Here you had a headache. All the details. All the details, the little Khan Khashashtas Rashka. I was even wondering that the kid's going for a major refuah. And the dad chazes, here you had a little headache. The headache's not lost. The kid's going for chemo treatments and he's going for a serious refuah. Here you had a headache. The details, the other details that seem like here we were cold. It's so funny that it picks such like little noise. Here we were cold. I like also, there were two things I liked. I liked that there was small nuances. Here we were cold. I like the small nuance. I like the fact that it's both of us. That he says, here we slept, not you slept. He does say you had a headache, but the other two, he says, not you were cold, we were cold. The shared, we were cold together. I like that a lot. It's very touching to me also. The memories of the kid are not just all the things he did. We were together. It's a zaman. I like that he says, here we were cold. The Melech says to the Ben, remember we were cold together here? That's very touching to me. The first two are Yeshnanu, we slept here. Not you slept here. Here you slept. We slept. What? Yeah. Here we slept. The only one that he says, the kid, is you had a headache. That he does say, okay, you could say, I'm not looking to say pshatim. I'm just saying on those two, he says, we were cold. Hakrarnu. Here we were cold. An interesting one. It's funny in recounting the trip, here we were cold. Like, remember how cold it was? We were freezing. You ever do this with your kids? They love it. They love it. It's like a big thing. They sit down. They want to say a little more. And it's a very beautiful experience. Whenever you remember we did that trip, and the more details, of little details, the kid like just soaks it up. you used to say this and we loved when you said it. And the kid like will sometimes remember, sometimes doesn't remember. Later on, they remember it because you said, you spoke about it. It's such a warm feeling, and it's a truth. It's a truth.
Dafka, parents or authority or a friend as well?
That's a good question. I think a parent most resembles, because if anybody else can do it, a parent is the one who is tak excited. It was so chashuv, and is the one who gives over what Hashem feels, that each part of the trip is so special. It's not lost here that the journey matters, and there's always that conversation that the trip matters and the journey, that's always there. That's not what I wanted for. I wanted to focus how important we are, how important the nuances of our life are. Hashem values each person, and each person's nuance to the journey is very, very important. That's what I want. Yes? Please, for longer. And Rav Chas V'Shalom, we want a shiur. What day can we arrange a shiur? So I'm going to come. Thank you. Thank you, Rabbi Teitelbaum. Thank you. Thank you for hosting us. Thank you. Thank you. If you have a chance, don't stand too close. His wife is very makbid. But if you have a chance and you want to chaperein a special person, very, very serious Eved Hashem, chaperein, be smart, chaperein, Rabbi, say, special person, just a very special person. It's such a schus, this whole, and megalglin schus al yidei zakei, that so many b'nei Torah, we get to learn together, talk in Yanei Avodas Hashem together. It's a special, really a special thing. I wanted to close by saying that when you're present, when you learn, this Rashi, both the first part and the second part, we learn this from when we're very young. If you're present and around, you see your own life, and you see things in a new light and a new way. Relearn things as you are today. Yaakov spoke about this with Rav Aaron David, that conversation. But be very present when you learn. Be very present. You'll notice things, and things will talk to you in ways they never spoke to you before, if you're willing to be present when you learn. This Rashi, to me, is like beyond. Is really a moving Rashi, a touching Rashi, that gives over a big truth of life. Let's get to Gemara, Rabbi Yashar Koyach. Oh, what did I just do? I don't know what I just did.